Hey Pijuju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chambi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Chambi from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good evening to you, faithful listeners of Eagle FM, and welcome to yet another episode of the Business Economic Segment. I am your host, Lafa Happy Juju, and I shall be tuning, keeping you company for this couple of days now, well, until David Chambi actually does come back. So get ready for yet another educative or informative conversation on the Business Economic Segment with me, your truly, Lafa Happy Juju. Now, of course, tonight, I trust it's still evening, we are talking about customer retention in a business. Now, I do understand that a lot of people tend to not really value the customer, but customer is something that, or somebody that is very, very important. Hence why we need to value the customers. And tonight we're talking about customer retention, okay, of every business. And I think I want to focus most majorly on the small, medium enterprises and not necessarily on the big ones, because I think they do play their part in retention of customers compared as opposed to the small business or small and medium enterprises. Now, of course, now the strength and the long-term success of any business depends greatly on its customers. While many small businesses focus heavily on attracting new clients, they often overlook the value of retaining or retaining existing ones, that is existing customers already. Customer retention is the ability to keep customers coming back, and it is a key factor in building and branding loyalty, ensuring consistency with revenue, with the revenue that is coming in, and also reducing marketing cost. Of course, we're going to break down the importance of customer retention, but in layman terms and layman terminology, and that's actually what I want to focus on for all this time that I'll be keeping you company right here on the Business Economic Segment, is going to talk directly in simple terminology for all of us to understand. And when the post actually did go up, you know what? I did say on my status that I'm coming for you, the Kapana sellers, the Fat Cook sellers, the Order With Me, the tailors, you know, those very small, medium enterprises or small businesses that sometimes overlook these things. I don't know whether it's something that perhaps they feel like, okay, I haven't extensively got the knowledge in this aspect, but today I think there's going to be no excuse. I'm coming for you specifically, that small business that makes pussy chips in your location, that small business that makes popcorn, that makes ice, you know, that cocoa shop, in your location that is making some sort of ends meet from this business. Now, of course, for a business to thrive, you need to ensure that you are making your customers happy. This is true for any business you own, whether it's a big company, whether it's a small company, you need to ensure that you are making your customers happy so as to retrain them. Now this is the discussion came around about when we were discussing with my friend how she had to move from tailor to tailor. You know, sometimes you just buy a particular dress in the shop and then you need it to be amended or something needs to be done. But unfortunately, sometimes the tailor that you take it to charges you ridiculous amounts that even you yourself know that it shouldn't be this particular amount. At least maybe charge me somewhat like $50, and then they go and overcharge you something as $100 for something that is so minimal, you know, that you even yourself could be able to do it, but then you decide to take it to the tailor so that they can do it better. So unfortunately, it's some of those type of businesses, you know, of people who are making beautiful dresses or beautiful skirts, but unfortunately, they don't put much input in their very own customers, in those few customers that they have, not knowing that the growth of their business is depending on those few customers. Now, customer service is very important. You know, usually in school, in business classes, you've been taught to say customer is always right. Now, of course, that has to be debatable at some sort of extent, because I think some customers do obviously go overboard and exaggerate their right. But nonetheless, you have to look at the basics of a customer being right to say in what angle, in what format, in which way is this customer actually right. And also, when the customer is unhappy, how do you handle them? How do you deal with them? Do you tell them, well, that's not my business. If you're not interested, then don't come back again. You know, maybe you might not say that directly, but your body language and the way you actually speak to this customer is sort of giving off that vibe. So to say, if you're not interested in this service that I've given you, well, there are plenty other people who are then going to come, and I will give them that particular service. So now, of course, let's talk about get into that and the importance of customer retention. One of the very, very, very significance of customer retention is cost effectiveness. Now, acquiring new customers is often 5 to 7 times more expensive than keeping the existing ones. So retrained customers already know and trust your brand. They already know that particular thing that you're doing. They already know that service that you're giving them. Meaning less time and money are spent trying to convince them or trying to convince this existing customers to buy from you again. So it is very cost effective, because that particular service that you're giving to this particular customer or that particular item that you're selling to this particular customer makes it easier for you to not have to convince them. You are already convincing them by the good quality service that you're giving them. You're already convincing them by the good service that you're giving them. The product, the finished product that you are giving them, you're already sort of, you're already doing your part. Hence why they will keep coming back. Now, it also increases profitability. Now, loyal customers tend to spend more over time. They are also more likely to purchase additional products or services, helping to increase overall profitability. Now, let's say, for instance, you are the tailor who's making this very beautiful skirt that I generally buy from you. And then I notice over time that you're also selling tops, and they seem to be pairing up very well with my skirts that I'm buying from you. Now, because I know that you make me really good skirts, very beautiful skirts with a wonderful lining, you know, the way they are put together, even the color combination is not odd, it's not off, I'm more likely to buy tops or shirts from you that will then complement my skirt. So it indirectly it is increasing your profits, because I'm seeing that you're giving me the service, and then I'm also going on to the next service or to the next product or to the next item that you have. Okay. Now, word of mouth marketing. There's one thing about the particular customer or the first-hand customer that you give really good quality service to. They will go and tell the next person about, I met this tailor, she's very good. Or I met this particular order with me, lady, and she's very good. Should you get the wrong size of the particular item that you needed to get, she is more than happy to actually order for you your preferred size, and not somebody who will force the thing on you and tell you to rather.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Welcome back. You are tuned into the business economic segment. Pardon me for that. I have somebody, or our technical team is on my screen. I can't really see whether an ad is coming up, so, but I'm sincerely sorry for that. Now let's continue where we left off on the word of mouth marketing. Yeah. Now a satisfied customer often becomes the brand advocate who refers friends and family, which then create free and powerful marketing for the business. And I think this is the most, very best form of marketing for any company, or for most companies, let me put it like that, that is often overlooked. Your one customer that you are satisfying with the service that you're providing, or your one customer that you're satisfying with the brand that you are providing and the product that you're providing, is very much going to, advertise you. Tell their friends about you. Tell their family about your product. Tell their family about your service. Regardless of what product or service it is, it can be a restaurant and you gave them really good service. Or for instance, the waitress really served them very well. She was very polite. She was very kind. She did all this. She made sure she came to check up on the clients or on the customers every now and then to see how they're doing, if they needed anything. But she was also being very careful not to be annoying. Remember, there's a difference between continuously coming to bother the person and you guys, okay, do you need something? And also there's a difference that, and being a difference between also coming up at the particular time, at a very scheduled time, maybe you time it, but it's not the same for all customers. So you will need to just try to kind of like balance it. But then again, you'll need to study your customer orientation. So definitely word of mouth marketing, I think it's often overlooked, whether you are a tailor, whether you're a kapana lady, whether you make a shukundu, or whatever it is that you're doing that is even really, looks like it's minimal. But then again, you want to grow a brand. You want to grow a business. You want to retain customers, whether you're making popcorn, you're making posse chips, Russian and whatsoever. So that's quite very important, because the moment you sell me posse chips that is not so nice, or, Russian that is really off, and I come back as a customer and I'm complaining to say, I don't really appreciate this that you gave me, then I'm expecting you as, the ambassador of this product to actually give me that customer satisfaction to say, okay, I can offer you something else, or perhaps maybe I can offer you the same product for a cheaper price. But most likely you want to trade in that which the person is not happy with. If it's food, well, then maybe you need to consider making a little bit of a loss on this particular item and give them. Just that one act of kindness actually makes them go back and come back later to come and support you. And word of mouth, they go and tell their friends, they go and tell their family to say, this is the type of service that I got from shop A, which I never even got from shop B and C. Hence, they continue to come because they have a belief in their mindset that even if you give them something that is not of quality, or you did something that, you know, you corrected it by actually owning up to your mistake and suffering the loss, they will go and publicize it, and that brings in more customer. And not only that, you retain this particular customer who was in the beginning of it all quite a little bit unhappy with the service that you gave them. Now let's talk about brand stability. Now a strong base of returning customers provides TD income, helping a business survive during economic downturns or slow seasons. See why this is very important. A retained customer that you keep on, that you retain, you know, keeps on continuously coming back regardless of season, whether it's during economic crisis and or really a thriving economy, because they have built a relationship with you. Remember, the customer is also now building a relationship with you just as much as you are building a relationship with them. Hence why they will keep coming back to you, because they know that particular lady does not disappoint. That particular shop does not disappoint. Their services is always on point. Their cool drinks are always cold. They will not sell me a hot Coca-Cola or hot Fanta, even though they're taking it from the fridge when they're giving it to me. You see? So really you develop a relationship with your customer and your customer develops a relationship with you, which makes it very easy for you, even if the economy is not thriving so well or things are really not so easy. Or let's perhaps say it's in the middle of the month and this person walks in Klein Windhoek, for instance, but there is, a home shop that's in their community and their location. They would rather come and buy bread from the particular shop opposed to buying bread in the supermarket where they work in Klein Windhoek. And that's all because they want to keep supporting you, because why? You give them really good customer service. So hence why brand visibility is very, brand stability comes in and it's very important. And it all because you are retaining your customer because of the very good service that you're providing to them. Now, valuable feedback. I've noticed that a lot of businesses, small businesses, do not value feedback. Yeah. Now, long-term customers provide honest feedback, and that can help businesses to improve their products, to improve their services, and their overall customer experience. Feedback is so very important, whether it is positive criticism or negative criticism, whatever it is. Feedback is very important for every business, for every service. You need to be able to toughen up and say, let me receive the feedback. Of course, there are times when the customer is being really overboard and they're exaggerating and they say, maybe you make homemade pizza and they say your pizza is very terrible, da da da, because maybe it had contained a lot of cheese. But then there comes another customer who says, I love your pizza because you put on a lot of cheese. And then you get an, now it's very important that you pay attention to how many people are saying that they love this particular product and how many people are saying they don't like it. If a lot of people are saying they don't like the pizza because you put on too much cheese, then maybe you need to tone down on the pizza and actually just, put in just the minimal you have to tone down on the cheese and just put minimal cheese on the pizza. But if you're getting three customers coming to give you a review to say, I didn't like the pizza because it had too much cheese, opposed to 15 other people who are saying, I loved the pizza because it has so much cheese, you now have to draw the balance. And of course, that is very obvious to say, maybe they just don't like cheese. And maybe perhaps next time you can be familiar with those customers and you can actually offer to say, or tell the kitchen to say, don't put on a lot of cheese because she doesn't like a lot of cheese. But if it's already something that's already standard made, then you stick with that. And then they will also just find something else that perhaps they like within that particular shop or particular restaurant of yours. So value feedback from your customers and improve, run with the feedback. You know, let's go back to tailor business. It's, for instance, your customer says, let's say you make a sketch out of a see-through material, and this see-through material is green and white. And generally you as a tailor, you will take a cream color, to make it, a lining for this see-through material. Now you see green and white can obviously not go with cream. Yeah. But white, on the other hand, can actually go with being the inner lining for that particular material. Why? Because remember, the material is green and white. So you want the white to actually pop out. And white generally pops out with white. Yeah. It's almost as if you're wearing a top that is white and then underneath. It's almost as if, let me say, yes, a shirt, an official, you're wearing an official shirt that is white. And underneath that official white shirt, you put on a black t-shirt. Then the white won't really pop out as beautifully as it would if you had worn a white shirt underneath. Then it will pop out. Now here comes a customer who's telling you, you know what? I don't think you should put cream under the see-through material. I think you should put white. And then you're like, no, that's exactly what I do for my customers. It's what I've been doing for the past couple of months and it's been working for me. Maybe it's been working for you because your customers don't know that you have, the other items that come with white underneath, which will then help the white to pop out. So listen to your customers, what they are saying. Listen to their feedback. Listen to their criticism. Listen to the advice they are giving you. If perhaps maybe the customer is telling you, why don't you try adding garlic next time, opposed to maybe putting in vinegar? Or why don't you try bay leaves to try and kill out that smell from the chicken? Or I don't know, you know. But you're like, well, I've been doing this for a very long time, for maybe 2 good years. I've been selling this chicken and I have not been using bay leaves. So just get used to it. You know, sometimes when you listen to your customer, or it can be a whole new customer overall, you just never know. You might have just gotten a free recipe to getting more customers, because now when you implement it, you then go on to get some customers and get new customers as well. So you retain the old ones and you get new customers that will then help you and grow your business. And that is also promoting and bringing in more money. So you see why it's very important. Customer retention is so very important, but I feel like we often overlook them. We treat them like anyhow. We kind of have this mentality, well, other customers will come along. But what you don't know is that this one customer whom you satisfy is able to do so much for your business without you even having to pay, without you even having to dig a dime into your pocket and actually pay them. Because they are doing it overall because they are very satisfied and they're very happy with why you're giving them the service and how you're providing a product to them. Now, hence since we spoke about customer retention and the importance of it, let's now move on to how to retain customers. And of course, the subject is very much intertwined, but yeah. Let's try and make emphasis out of this. And I'm speaking to you, that small business that is in the village. You know, perhaps you have a shop there in your community and you're selling to the people. Maybe an example I can actually make while we are here is that, let's say, for instance, you have a shop at your community, at your village, and you know, general shops, supermarkets are very far. Town, because town is quite very far, and you, on for instance, perhaps stock up on Top Score, but then again, your customers don't really like a Top Score brand. They prefer another brand, which I can't even mention now because I'm a Top Score fan. I only know that sort of. So perhaps now they don't like Top Score. They prefer another brand, but you feel like, no, I prefer Top Score. I want to sell that because that's what I like. Then you are doing yourself very bad. You are shooting yourself in the foot. You should actually listen to them as to what they prefer, or better yet, a variety. It's small things like this that look very insignificant, but are very significant. Hence, you need to play your part really well in terms of customer satisfaction. You want to satisfy your customers so that they can keep coming back. And also, you don't want to overcharge your customers. You know, sometimes people charge very ridiculous amount of money. You know, you buy a product for, let's say, maybe 25 Namibian dollars, and you come and sell the product for 19 Namibian dollars. Now you see the difference between that is too huge. You know, you want to make sure that you get out, you take out your, what will cover your expenses. But then again, you need to be very wise, because if you go ridiculously high, if you price your customers ridiculously high, you're indirectly actually chasing them away. Because you know what? Customers go around comparing prices. And if I see somebody wearing the same thing that I have, I'm most likely to ask, where did you buy yours? And they'll tell me, well, I bought it from shop B, and how much did it cost you? It cost me 10 Namibian dollars. Okay. And then I, on the other hand, perhaps they ask, where did you buy yours? I bought mine from shop C. How much did it cost you? It cost me 14 Namibian dollars. See now the difference. Now, do you think I would actually come back to you? Of course not. I will move with the other customer to the shop to shop B, whereby I can get the product for 10 Namibian dollars. And actually get 4 more other products. Of course, this is the business economic segment. We're talking about the simplicity of customer retention for small businesses. And of course, perhaps could apply to big businesses. Now let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. We'll be back shortly right here on the business economic segment.
Go großartige Neuigkeiten. Imba ist jetzt noch besser geworden. Wir haben brandneue Funktionen hinzugefügt, um dein Erlebnis noch reibungsloser, schneller und leistungsstärker zu machen als je zuvor. Bereit, das volle Potenzial von Imba freizuschalten? Erhalte alle exklusiven Funktionen für nur 36 Namibia-Dollar pro Monat oder spare noch mehr mit unserem speziellen Abonnementplänen. 5% Rabatt bei einem 3-Monats-Abonnement, 10% Rabatt bei einem 6-Monats-Abonnement oder 25% Rabatt bei einem 12-Monats-Abonnement. Wähle den Plan, der am besten zu dir passt und genieße alles, was Imba zu bieten hat, zu einem unschlagbaren Preis. Imba, where the world congregates. Lade es herunter und abonniere noch heute.
Stop everything. These bargains that you save are too good to pass by. 4 kilos real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just 194.99 Namibian dollars. 5 kilograms pasta polana, 109.99 Namibian dollars. 10 kilogram top score instant maize porridge, also just 109.99 Namibian dollars. 500 grams Rama 70% fat spread, just 27.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram U brand frozen mixed vegetables, just 36.99 Namibian dollars. You save, I save. Yes, we all save at You Save.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumbe, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Hey, it's almost 1800 hours! I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome back to the Business Economic Segment. Today, I'm your host, Nafa. Happy Juju keeping you company. Just standing in for David up until he actually comes back. And I hope you do enjoy my company when I'm here for this very short period of time. Now, of course, tonight we're talking about customer retention and the importance of customer retention in any business. And mostly I want to focus on the small, medium enterprises because I feel like they are probably the ones that don't really understand the concept of customer retention. Yeah. And a customer is very big fundamental for any business. I think if a business has to thrive, of course, it has to have its customers and retain its customers. Now, but let's get into how to retain customers, how a business can retain customers. One of those could be to provide excellent customer service. Now, a business needs to provide excellent, yeah, not minimal, but excellent customer service. You really have to go above and beyond to make sure that you're giving your best to your customers. One of those being treat every customer with respect. Make sure that you respond to inquiries on time and resolve complaints efficiently. Good services builds trust and satisfaction. And I draw a line there, resolve complaints efficiently. Yeah. Make sure that you listen to your customers as they lay their complaints. Make sure that you don't brush it off. You don't just, throw it under the carpet, under the rug, but rather listen very attentively, to their complaints, pay attention to them. And yeah, that way it's just one of the ways of actually paying attention to your customers and helping you to retain your customers. Another aspect is building relationships. It's very important that you build relationship with your customers. Go beyond transactions. Learn your customer's name. Yeah. For instance, I came to the shop yesterday, the other day and the other time. And, the next time I actually come to the shop, I seem a little bit down. Don't seem so fine. Then it could also go a long way to say, are you okay? You don't look okay today, That way you are building a relationship. The person might actually be interested in saying, I don't think I'm okay. They may stay a little bit of a while engaging you and speaking to you about maybe why they are sad or perhaps telling you just why they are tired. And then you could offer them something while they are at it. Guess what? Tomorrow, customer will definitely prioritize coming to you. Even when they feel down, they will definitely make sure that they come to your shop to get that particular service or to get that particular product. So remember their preferences as well and engage with them personally, whether it's in the store or via social media. Now, of course, in terms of nowadays, perhaps you advertise your products on social media, whether it's through WhatsApp or Facebook or other platforms like maybe Instagram, it doesn't matter. As long as you are advertising, make sure that you try your very best to respond to your customers. And if it takes you a very long time, perhaps maybe really long time for you to actually respond to them, when you do make the time, make sure that you respond to them. Perhaps you can also tell them to say, I was quite busy, but nonetheless, I appreciate your feedback, or I appreciate you coming into our shop, or I appreciate you making time for our service. So that's quite very significant, as it helps you to build a relationship with your customer, so that the next time when you can't see them in a very long time, you can always text them up and ask if they are doing fine, if they need anything. You know what's interesting? Sometimes a person can have money, but might not necessarily come to the shop to buy the particular product or to attend to that particular service. But the moment you ring them up and text them, they'll be reminded and they'll be like, you know what? I will make time. I've been so busy lately, but I need to make time and actually get me something or one of those particular products that you are selling. And offer quality and consistent service. Offer quality and consistent service. I always say that, you know what, I would rather, if I am selling particular products or items, I would rather sell the very quality products, you know, and also obviously consistently, very quality opposed to quantity. Yeah, I want to be consistent, but then again, I do not want to produce so much quality yet so much quantity, yet the quality is very bad. So let's say, for instance, I make handbags, and now because I've noticed that the customer base has grown, I'm now going to make a lot of handbags without really paying attention to how durable they are, how good quality they are. And before you know it, I already have 5 customers or 10 customers, 10 clients coming back to see my bag broke or my zip is broken and that kind of stuff. So you want to pay attention to the quality of the product. As much as you are being consistent and, you know, you want to pay good attention to the quality of the product as opposed to just releasing so much quantity out there, which is very bad in the quality, and not really lasting, and in the long run actually gets your customers to be complaining about it, and in the end losing a lot of customers. You want to focus on the quality of that particular product. So ensure your products or services always meet or exceed expectations. Ensure that they exceed the expectation of your client, and also consistency builds confidence and keeps customers coming back. Because at the end of the day, if I bought a particular hair product from you, now you're selling shea butter. Yeah. And for the longest time now, perhaps 2-3 months, you've been out of stock of on shea butter. And then 3 months later, you want to resurface. That makes your customers to actually go and find another business brand where they can get this product every time consistently. So you want to actually order your stuff or actually buy your stuff beforehand, before they actually finish. While you probably have 15 items left, you want to order more items or more products, so that should those 15 items be finished and out of stock, the other ones will be arriving in due time. Hence why this really is important, and it helps build confidence. You know, it helps the customer to build confidence in you. Build confidence in your product, knowing that it's always available. Because there are some people or some customers who prefer to use the same product over and over and again. Now, if you change, you obviously change their routine, and also you don't make them happy. But if, for instance, you ordered some products and it's taking really of a long time to actually pop by, then maybe what you can do is offer particular products to them for free, or perhaps on sale. Maybe you can choose, if for instance you sell shea butter and you also maybe sell some lip gloss, you can then decide, okay, rather let's give all of you some lip gloss while we wait for shea butter to actually come in. So that get the customer hooked to you or hooked to your brand or hooked to your service, and it keeps them coming back, running back to you because they know you are very good at retaining them, and also you're very good at providing quality and consistent service. Also create loyalty programs. Reward repeat customers through discounts. And I think this is something that a lot of businesses, small businesses, do not appreciate or don't put in the effort to do. Ensure that you reward your customers through some sort of discount. If, for instance, a customer comes and you do get those ones that want a lot of the same product, but a lot of quantity, wants them in a lot of quantity. Perhaps she's getting married and she wants to gift her bridesmaids with this particular products that she's buying from you. Then offer some discount to this person, or exclusive offers, or perhaps you can say, you know what, for every 10 item you buy, you get one free. Not necessarily becomes the same thing that applies to everybody, but for some particular customers who really keep coming back and they're supporting you and you want to encourage them to repeat purchases, you know, you want to foster also a sense of belonging, you know, because remember, you want your customer to be happy, you want them to come back, and you want them to be the word of mouth in terms of marketing. So you want them to go and spread the word to say that business person or that owner of shop A or shop B is very good at dealing with customers, hence why I would suggest you go there. And also, they will also go and tell the next person that, you know what, for every 5th item, if you buy 10 items or you buy maybe 15 items or this many items, she will offer you another one for free. And you know what, we love free stuff, you know, so ensure that you do that so that you can retain your customers. Now, communicate regularly. Don't allow a very long time to go by without you communicating with your customers. Try to make sure that you always check up on them, ask them that if they need something. And this I've heard from a business person, see the lifespan of your product. How long is the lifespan of your product? So depending on the lifespan of your product, you now want to be engaging your customers. If you know now, okay, the lifespan of my product is 5 months and it has been now 5 months, I need to call up on my customer to say, we have this in stock, perhaps we have different flavors now, will you be interested in perhaps coming to check or just pop in and see what we have in store? Right now, that's quite important because then it gets them to be like, okay, are there new stuff in stock? And then you say yes, obviously, then they will pop up, at least some of them will pop up and come and view. Then even if they didn't actually plan to buy something, but for the mere fact that they are seeing something new and they want to try out something new, then they will come and do just that. And then there you go. Just before you, without even expecting it, you have sold something or provided a service to your customer. I did talk about allowing for positive criticism or negative criticism, right? Now, ensure that you collect and act on the feedback. Yeah, encourage your customers to share their experiences. Now, for some business people, they actually go the old school way. They have a sort of paper for the customers to give their input or to give their feedback to say, what is it that you liked about the shop? What is it that you would like changed about the shop? What is this particular thing that you prefer? You know, so that is very important for the customer to share their experiences. And sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to be a piece of paper. It can be word of mouth. Let's say, for instance, perhaps maybe you braid hair and you want your customers to be able to give you feedback so that you can improve. Perhaps you are the one that pulls too hard on the hair, on the braiding, and therefore the customers won't really come back. So then you want to hear what they have to say. And then if you are the type that pulls very hard, perhaps you would tell yourself, I need to go really slow, and I need to go very well, not to breathe so hard on my customers or perhaps on the children or that kind of stuff. So you want to act on that particular feedback so as to keep them, so as to retain them, because if you don't, they will definitely move on to the next person or to the next business deal. Mm-hmm. So show them that their opinions matter by implementing their suggestions and improvements. Sometimes it's not so much of a big deal, not something that is really extreme, but maybe your customer shares feedback with you to say, you know what, I think opposed to this particular color in the shop, maybe you can go with this particular color. You know, implement those suggestions that they give you and act on them, improve. It goes a long way, and they actually tend to think that, hey, hold up. If he could improve or she could improve on this small aspect, then perhaps I can actually continue coming back. So for instance, you are a business person that sells matangara by the roadside when people are going very early in the morning to work, or perhaps they are knocking off, and you are normally the person that puts a lot of chili in your matangara, or perhaps in your makondo, I don't know, whatever that it is that you're selling. And a lot of customers are coming, maybe not too many, but some customers are coming, and they are telling you that, you know what, we don't really appreciate you putting a lot of chili in the food. Then act on that. Act on that. Make sure that as you collect that feedback, you actually implement it. You reduced on the chili that you put in the food. Because remember, your customer needs to be happy. Rather go with the general aspect than going with satisfying two or three customers. Then you end up losing the 10 customers and not actually retaining them. So pay very close attention to that. Also, another aspect is that you need to deliver value beyond the product. Now, offer helpful tips, after sales support, or educational content related to your product. If maybe your product is a little bit technical, and of course you want your customer to feel loved, and you want them to feel valued, and you want them to remain loyal to you, you might need to give extra tips or extra support, or perhaps educational content that is related to your product. Now, you can do this generally. You don't have to do it individually, but you can do this generally. See how many there's so many platforms nowadays that you can do that. You can open up a WhatsApp channel just for your customer base. And on this particular group, you want to focus on their feedbacks, and also perhaps trying to teach them and giving them tips on how to maintain your product so that it can give them real value, you know, so that they can really have a feel for their money. So that's something that you can actually incorporate, so that then they can be able to give you, you can be able to deliver value beyond the product. So you offer, you can also offer tips on here to say, okay, this is how you do it. You can also offer tips that say, perhaps if you do this, then the product will become damaged, or if you do this in this manner, then the product will be enhanced and the shelf life of it will be enhanced. Another aspect that I may have forgotten, if for instance you sell certain products, and all of a sudden you didn't know, but your particular product is expired, and your customer comes back after 2 weeks. Now, maybe perhaps normally for yourself, maybe refund period is within 3 days. It depends obviously on what product it is. And now your customer comes back in 7 days time or 10 days time, and they say, you know what, I just bought the item, meaning to use it next month, but it seems like when I already bought it, the item was too very close to expiring date, 2 days to expiring, or perhaps had expired already. Now, this is what you have to do. Obviously, take back that particular item, suffer the loss yourself. You know, I think business people don't like to suffer the loss. But here's the catch. You suffer the loss for today, but tomorrow you gain more. You gain perhaps double. You gain perhaps triple. You perhaps gain more than that, you know. So really, it's quite important that you pay attention to that. That regardless of you missing out right now on this particular item, perhaps losing a $50 because of that particular product, it's okay. At the end of the day, because of the satisfaction that you're going to give to this customer, it is now going to retain back to you about 50 times 4, you know, you just never know. Hence why it's quite important that you pay attention to the long-term goal and not just the immediate goal. It's okay sometimes to make that loss at this particular point in time. So hence why you need to pay attention to your customers, because at the end of the day, you want to retain your customer, you want them to be coming back, and therefore you will be generating income on a regular basis, regardless of whether you're getting new customers or not. You retain the customers that you have, because then they will build the customer, they will build the number of customers that keep coming to you. They will bring in more, and they themselves will continue being around you, right? So that's quite very important. So if a product is faulty, make sure that you take up the credit for it. And even sometimes the product is faulty and it's not exactly your fault, but at the end of the day, you want to keep your customers very happy. So that's quite very important. Now, of course, let me open the studio line. A very good evening. You are tuned into the Business Economic segment. Good evening. Hello. Okay, it appears that that one is not ready at all. Now, of course, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. But for you who is at home and wants to engage us, 083-288-401 is the number in studio. You are tuned into the Business Economic segment. And of course, today we're talking about customer retention and the importance of customer retention. I'll see you right after the commercial break.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And of course, we are back here. We're talking about the business. We're talking about customer retention right here on the Business Economic segment. Now, of course, we're talking about retention, right? And the importance of customers. Now, one thing I think small, medium enterprises don't understand is that the market is very much saturated. You are not the only company. You're not the only person that can offer particular service. So, at the end of the day, if you don't prioritize your customers, they will move on to the next market. They're not going to be around. As much as you need the customers, they need you. Yes, it's a two-way street, but you need to realize that you can lose out on that particular customer because they will move on to the next person, right? Mm-hmm. They'll move on to the next person. They'll move on to the next company. They'll move on to the next shop. They'll move on to the next restaurant. And then that is how you'll be losing customers. And before you know it, you'll be out of business. Yeah. So at the end of the day, it will actually be you chasing away your own customers. And remember, people don't have time to entertain poor service. Not at all. People don't have time to entertain poor service. And especially if you are overcharging, yeah, extra, when you see a customer is a little more financially stable, that also, the customer might look like, might seem as if they don't know. They will pay you what you ask them, but then you lose them for good. If you begin to overcharge them because you're looking at the car that they're driving. Okay. She's bringing her clothes, to be tailored, or she, you know how tailors obviously don't have a fixed amount. And then you say, okay, I'm going to charge her ridiculously because I see that she's coming out of a Tiguan, or she's driving, that type of thing. That's a wrong mindset. Or perhaps you judge on the clothes that they have. You are indirectly chasing away your customer because, I mean, this customer knows exactly the range. You know, they will have an idea of what price range you should be charging. And even if they develop that relationship with you where you charge a particular amount, and all of a sudden, before you know it, you are ridiculously charging them, they'll pick it up. Customers are very smart people. They will obviously pick it up. You may think that you are the one who being smarter, but at the end of the day, you only lose out on your customers, which is something that for your business, you wouldn't want to do. So all in all, the importance and the essence of today's conversation is that customer retention is not just about keeping clients. It's about building relationships. It's about building trust, and it's about building loyalty that sustains a business over time, over a long period of time. So by focusing on customer satisfaction and maintaining consistent communication, small businesses can turn one-time buyers into lifelong supporters who bring other customers to the table and ensure that money keeps flowing in, your product keeps going, they keep marketing for you, you know, by word of mouth and telling the next person that, hey, hold on, this is going really well. Hence why it's very important that you make sure that you retain your customers by some of the steps. Now, I wanted to actually find out from you, what are some of the tips that you think are very important in terms of customer retention in any business that perhaps you would want to engage and tell us on? Remember, you can dial in on 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Of course, you can come and share opinions. Perhaps also ask a question as we are talking about this basic concept of customer retention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing, perhaps maybe for you, for your small business, company, you sell secondhand clothes. And then there comes this customer or client who bought a lot of stuff and bought this, particular clothes. And for instance, maybe the things were torn or were really, really old, you know? I think they are great. I don't know how it works, but then I think they are great as well. But then it just so happened that this grid, that came with this clothes was very bad. Although the customer actually liked it, but then when they went home, they realized this is not something that I really like. Then you, as a business person, have now to come in and compensate your customer. If, for instance, they want a refund, then perhaps you should do that. Remember what I emphasized, just not long ago, that a loss, a small loss is better than a really big loss. That is true for any company. A small loss is better than a really huge loss that will cost you in the long-term run. So that's something that you kind of really want to avoid, so that you can keep your customer happy, you can retain your customer, you can ensure that they keep coming back, you can ensure that they are satisfied. That way they will also go and tell the next person, and the next person will be like, okay, I might actually consider going to that particular business or to that particular restaurant or to that particular shop. Yeah. And make sure that you do not sell. Let it not be because you are negligent, but rather because perhaps you didn't notice. Make sure that you do not sell. If you're perhaps in the food industry, do not sell bad food or, you know, food that is really not well prepared. Ensure that you get the knowledge that is necessary. Oh, another aspect that I actually forgot. If, for instance, you started off small and now you're starting to have a lot of customers that are coming your way and you need the extra help, please don't hesitate to get the extra help. Don't be too stingy to say, I don't want to part with the money that I'm getting. That way you will also chase away customers, because if I come to you and I find that you're very busy and the waiting period for me to get my product is going to be a month, I might not actually come back tomorrow. So it's very important that you invest in human resources. As your business is picking up, remember you want to grow, and perhaps you will also be going to somewhere. Maybe you're going to town and then you close down the business in the meantime while you're going to the shops. You will lose that customer who came and didn't actually find you there. So I think it's very important that as small businesses, however small your business is, you go back into the drawing board and you sit down and you actually make a plan for yourself to say, where do I envision my business? Where is that I'm trying to go? What is it that I'm trying to achieve with this, my particular business? That way you will always be educating yourself. We always be reminding yourself on the importance of customer retention, because that's the important aspect of any business for it to thrive is customer. And you want to do your very best in retaining them and also keeping them very happy. That way your business will also thrive. Now, of course, this has been the business economic segment as we discussed on the importance of customer retention and exactly how you can do that. So from me, Ndafa, happy as usual, I pause here now and say my goodbyes to you. I'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place for the business economic segment right here on Eagle FM, same frequency, same website, or perhaps go and download the app and listen via the app. From me, Ndafa, happy as usual, it is goodbye, good night. I'll see you again tomorrow, same time, same place.